back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall, live every Wednesday, and on the webcast tonight, 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. Also, you can go to StickCam, StickCam.com, and check out the webcast. You want to check it out now, because the girls from Spearmint Rhino are with us. Nice to see you, girls.
Hello.
Yes, we got Diana and Daryl here. And Diana is, you also, you direct adult films, is that right?
Yes, I
do. Wow, look at you. Are there a lot of women directing adult films nowadays?
Yeah, a lot more than you would think.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're out there.
Well, what actually do you do as a director in a porno film?
Well, you the same thing you would do in a mainstream film. So, I mean, there's
like
a lot
I need you to arch your back because you're in her life.
Yeah. Move that leg forward. You know, I need you to be in this position.
Oh, wait. You can't say flip over.
Yeah. Okay, flip over, we can get away with it.
It's what I said.
All right. Diana and
Can use.
And Daryl as well. And how long have you been dancing, Daryl?
Actually, I have never danced.
Oh, well, thank God you're
here.
I've
only had the honor of being in Diana's movies.
Ah, all right.
I think I saw you in Milk Maidens.
Ooh.
Did you? No, maybe. Wait, did you do something called Milk Maidens?
Oh, I'm sure I have.
They change the titles and sometimes use the same content.
Yeah, see, I think they led you a little bit astray when they said
the girls from Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah, see, it's Spearmint Rhino Films.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, Spearmint Rhino Films is connected with Spearmint Rhino.
Absolutely, it is.
Yes. All right. Well, I just want to make
Spike
sure.
Spike Lee has a strip joint now.
Whoa.
You know, I wouldn't doubt
right,
it.
In
his home?
Yeah.
You know, because putting poles in people's houses is very popular.
The $500 Little Mix.
Very popular. All right.
I was amazed. There was a commercial on the other night with a very old couple on it, and there was someone at the door, and she said, "Honey, our stripper pole is here." And the guy gets up from his chair and said, "Put it out by the swing." And I was amazed. We've come a long way to have regular network television playing a commercial like that.
If you hang from that pole and come forward in the swing just at the right time.
Yes. There you go.
But yeah, I guess a lot of girls are, you know, they're also taking that, like Gina Grad takes that S Factor. And it's a workout class where, you know, it's all taught on a pole. I mean, I think it's taught by ex-strippers or current strippers.
No, not always.
No?
They're just
ladies
who like to dance.
I think there's one that Maxine Waters teaches.
Yeah.
It's not always strippers.
It's in a big dark room with no mirrors.
It's very athletic, though.
It should be. Years ago, I was a feature dancer, and I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot of workout in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know how you avoid, because my wife does it, too. She's with in the S Factor, and she comes home with, like, 3 or 4 fresh bruises every time.
Oh, sure you do.
But how do girls, I mean, you just put makeup on it and get back up on the pole?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, years ago, that's what I had to do, but...
Yeah, that's what do you do? Tons of makeup, throw it on, and back to work,
back into battle.
Jesus,
yeah.
See, you all are the true heroes.
Yeah, you guys are like NFL football players.
I guess. You know? Oh, you mean true heroes, as in all the way?
I'm gonna shoot you up, and I want you to get back in there.
That's right.
Make it rain, baby. Make it rain.
Absolutely.
All right, Daryl. How long you been doing adult movies?
Actually, I just hit my 3-year anniversary last week.
Congratulations!
And I had never once taken my clothes off really in front of camera ever before. It was basically something
professionally,
that
professionally, you mean? You've done it at home.
Well, in front of my husband, of course, but never in front of a stranger or anybody that I didn't know. Actually, not even once.
How'd you get into it?
Well, we're here really to talk about the movie that I was in for Spearmint Rhino, but if you want a little background about me,
yeah,
we'd
rather have the background. You know, if Charlton Heston were here, we'd be talking about the Ten Commandments.
We watch that every weekend, and for many, many years, it was just basically a passion of ours. I ended up having him work in an adult store so that we could get free rentals, and then the restaurant I was running through parties for the Free Speech Coalition for about 4 years in a row, and I met a lot of people in an adult and realized that was a lifestyle that we'd really enjoy and we could make money being hot.
Was the first one, were you nervous in the first one?
You know, the decision, it took us about 6 months to a year to really decide whether or not we were going to do it. I actually wanted my husband to do it and I was going to come down and watch. And then I talked to a few people in adult and realized, you know, this was something that I think would really help bring out my confidence, because I, no matter what anybody told me my whole life, I never really felt beautiful or felt comfortable being a woman in front of other pretty girls. I was always very shy and submissive. But once I got around other pretty women who love being nice to each other, mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing how sweet everybody
being
is.
Nice
down there.
To each other. That's no, a nice way of putting it. It's nice being nice to the nice.
Well, you might only meet them once or twice. So it's easy to be nice
and
once or twice.
When, before,
it just builds your my confidence.
All right, before you and your husband got into the porno world,
mm-hmm.
did you guys have other couples come over?
Well, I asked him to marry me and talked about it in our engagement that I wanted to play with other women, but that I wanted to be bonded with him because emotions
is your
happen.
Father alive?
Oh, I'm a foster child. So.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
So I'll just dump that, and that comment won't even be in the broadcast tomorrow.
Yeah. I got to say there are a lot of negative aspects to to being in foster care or being adopted, but that's one of the real positive ones. You never have to worry about really like embarrassing your parents.
Exactly.
You go out there and enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
I'm
still hoping that they don't find out. And my in-laws, I really don't want them to find out yet, and that's why I was a little nervous about coming.
Well, you might not
like
have
this,
wanted to do the webcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you might have wanted to put some double stick tape on that damn top.
Hey.
We've taken different paths. You've just celebrated your third year anniversary. And my daughter turns 3 next week.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I feel like I've really developed as a woman in these last 3 years. I walk with my shoulders held back and my head held high now, whereas before I'd walk around going, oh, it's okay.
Hey, I am so sorry.
Hold
on one second. Can you shut Daryl's mic off for a second? All right, Daryl.
Stick something in Daryl's mic.
Yeah, I got to give you the speech here, baby. There's certain things we can't say on the air.
Tim, she's done it twice. Just go spank her.
All right. No, but like the whole F word is something... it's not on. Your mic's not on.
Playboy Radio is the only one that she's probably been on, and that's why.
That's okay. I understand. And I understand you're very comfortable, and a lot of people love that, and they're very casual about it. But if those words get out, then I lose my job, and my 3-year-old will have to come and live with you and your husband.
And
okay. All right, turn her mic back on.
Okay, I think she
understands that.
Anything you wouldn't scream out at Sunday Mass?
Yeah.
Don't say here tonight.
Yes. Now, are you a church-going folk?
Actually, I do. I don't know where to tread with this, but I had sought out church my entire childhood because it
Catholic?
Was the only... actually Christian. It was the only safe place for me as a child where there were adults and that I got fed on a regular basis. So I was very appreciative of the community aspect.
Now, were you ever like adopted by a family?
No, the closest thing that I could say to that is actually I was fortunate. My sixth and seventh grade school teacher who knew me when I still lived with my parents, well, with my mother, they became foster parents when I was placed in foster care at 12, but it took till my 16th birthday for them to be able to have me. So I lived with them my entire 16 and 17 through 18, and junior, senior year in high school, they turned me into a normal American teenager. Got me a car my senior year.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know?
They're wonderful people. They were both school teachers for over 35 years each before they retired.
All right.
Yeah.
And look how you thank them.
They don't know. But when they do find out, they'll say, oh, that's just her.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So, Diana, how your mom and them?
My mom? Hey, my mom,
she's a great old gal.
Yeah, she is. Actually, my mom has actually worked on my sets.
Is that right?
Yeah, my mom knows everything I do. I would never hide anything. In fact, my sister, my family, and they all just say that it's okay, Aunt Diane can do anything. It's not all right for everybody, but because it's how I live my life.
Right.
And
you got kids?
I don't
How many kids?
I have twins.
Nice.
Ah, cool.
Have you ever let a man taste your breast milk? I'm really kind of serious about this because we talked about it earlier. Is that too deep? If I'm wrong, you direct me in another direction.
No, it would...
She a Dodger game tonight?
Would you let Manny drink your breast milk?
Sure. Not that big a deal. It would be fine.
Would you let Tony Gwynn?
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, you got twins? How old?
They're 3.
3 years old. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
Mazel tov.
You notice how Tim and I, neither of us are cheap enough to go for the twin joke?
Because they're a boy and a girl.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Boy and okay. a girl. And
well, yeah. you know, no two breasts are identical either.
No, yeah. they're not.
Now, how did you get into the business?
It was kind of an evolution of things. You know, I did the whole doing bikini contests at the World and all of the different places in, you know, Hollywood. Right. And I was a Tropicana girl. And,
oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. We used to rule the world out here.
Yes,
yeah.
they did.
With that oil wrestling out there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, did that. Quite a few things out wow. here. And
is that place still around? It was off the 101 freeway, right?
You know, I really don't know. I
went to a couple bachelor parties there at the Tropicana. Oh,
yeah. Hey, we shot a scene in Coming to America at that place.
Mm, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a cool joint.
Me and Dan go way back.
Yeah, actually, we know each other quite well.
Is that right?
Way back, like 20 some odd years.
We are two of the survivors.
We are. You know, it's funny. We looked at
it.
Yeah, I know you. No, you know, it's like we're sitting here, we're looking at it, and I'm going, you know, do I sit here?
We're being professional, though.
We are. We're being very professional. But we know each other really well.
As a matter of fact,
how well do you guys know each other?
The twins are mine.
I thought just one of the twins were
just didn't really want to say anything, but, you know.
Did you guys date?
Well, kind of.
Look at you. I tell you, dude, Arsenio Hall is the biggest stud in the world. Every time
I kissed the director, and I liked it.
Every time a hot chick comes in here, they trace back their history to, oh, yeah, I spent a summer with Arsenio Hall. I spent 2 years with Arsenio
Hall. We're just friends. She's making me look a little cooler than I actually am. We go way back. We have mutual friends. We party together. And we always kept our clothes on.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's always worn the nicest bras.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, you know? I mean, there was a few, like, date kind of things, but it was more like, you know...
When she says date kind of things, that means I raped her. She don't want to just say date kind of things, you know? When he tied me up and then he hit me with the butt of a gun. And he
no, he was...
This guy doesn't date.
No, it was you know what? He couldn't have been more sweet to me.
See?
No,
see,
he
that's
was.
Why I can do the rude jokes because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah, because you are now or you were then.
I was then. You know what? It's funny because the picture that I have of him is probably not what you have of him, because when I sit there and I say the bikini contest and he smiles, you know what I picture? I picture him sitting on the floor with a baseball cap on sideways, staring up at me, looking at me like just in awe. And it just, that's what I picture of Arsenio Hall. So. When I would see him on his television show, I would be just laughing my butt off because
that man has sat at my feet.
Yes, sat at my feet, you know, looking up at me with the big old smile. Yeah.
You remember when you said there's no negatives to doing radio? You didn't include you being outed for.
Yeah, you know, but you know what? Things could be worse. My past, my friends could be different than her.
Yeah,
you know,
we could be sitting here saying, "Yeah, oh yeah, OJ, remember that night?" But instead, I'm with Diana.
All right, Diana and Daryl are with us, and you can check them out on our webcast here.
Daryl, your breast ain't going nowhere. Stop pulling on it.
I'm making sure. I've already messed up.
Like those breasts gonna jump out and run down the street. Rest are gonna be fine.
All right, we're live on the webcast. We can't now because we're on the webcast. Oh, yeah, okay. We got different rules for the webcast. Okay, unfortunately,
we could probably get away with taking.
Yeah, why
off
we
the
doing
top?
This on webcast night?
Well, what is it that Stern can do it? Why can't you?
I know, but he's on a thing I like to call Sirius Radio.
Well, let me know when you go to commercial.
Private. I don't even want to go during commercial.
You know,
are we on during commercial?
You're on during commercial.
We can turn the cameras off.
Oh,
yeah, let's turn the cameras off. Okay. All right. Diana and Daryl are with us. They had a new. Movie. We'll talk about them when we come back. And you can also see them live right now, 971freefm.com.
Hey, Diane, I have an idea for a movie.
He's got a couple.
Can we talk later?
Yeah.
You can shoot it tonight on the webcam. 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com or stickcam.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Diane and Daryl are with us. Also, Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Discos don't open to after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause
Disco all night.
friends come out and die. The friends come out and die.
The freaks come out.
The friends come out and die.
Bring it. Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, Do.
And the girls from Spearmint Rhino Films are with us.
More importantly.
Yeah, Diana and Daryl. Nice to see the two of you.
Hello.
All right, now, you guys have a new film coming out, is that correct?
Absolutely.
What's coming out?
Succubus of the Rouge.
Wow. And Daryl, you're the star of that?
No, absolutely not.
Daryl's not in that.
I'm one of the brides. I'm a twin.
Oh, you're in it, but you're just not the star, but you're in it.
Okay. She was saying that I have the honor of being on the box cover. So that's why I think you were thinking I was the star.
Yeah, see, when I see somebody on the box cover, I go, oh, that's the star of the movie.
Yeah. When you look at the
like
box of my left foot. And you say, well, I bet that guy is having a problem with the foot. You know, you don't think he has a third lead cameo kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you thought, well, that guy's got a problem with that.
I'm thinking you're doing a lot of sucker busting.
Well, she actually did some really good... she did some really good sex in it with Shawn Michaels.
Yes.
An interracial scene.
Interracial scenes?
Yeah.
What?
Come on. That's why it was so significant when she said Shawn Michaels. She threw that out there.
Yeah. You know,
I've got jungle fever. Yeah.
Absolutely. He plays the actual lead vampire. And I actually, for the first time, actually got in front of the camera for the first time in like 10 years.
You did? What'd you do?
I did.
That's like Jordan coming back with number 45, right?
Kind of is. I actually did take my clothes off and kind of did myself.
Wow.
And I got kind of around the people, kind of, you know, feeling it out. I love being in these movies.
Right.
Not because of the movie, not because of the money, not because of anything else, just because I really liked being in them. Because when I was in them, I was a Vivid Girl, and I was back in it when Vivid Girls were like the Rolls Royce of movies, you know, and they were...
Tell us a Vivid Girl we might know.
Janine.
Okay.
Julia Ann. Jenna Jameson.
Oh, yeah, Jenna Jameson, yeah.
Yeah,
all right, now, what are you looking for? Again, Diana and Daryl, they have a new movie coming out from Spearmint Rhino Films, associated with Spearmint Rhino Clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Spearmint Rhino Clubs need to make more money. That's probably a gold mine to begin with, right? How many clubs
Absolutely.
Are there?
Absolutely. 42.
42 clubs around the world.
Around the world.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? If I owned 42 clubs, it'd be a... Sam Phillips and Arsenio Hall on Wednesday night. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Sure.
And you know where I would come at 11:30. my friend Tim got this place. Yes. The peppermint hippo.
Now, what do you look for in a chick to put her in films? Because you direct and write the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you look for in a girl?
Well, I'm looking for somebody who's going to do a really, really hot scene. Really natural sex, not contrived, you know, and somebody who's going to follow my lead as far as acting, you know.
What age around?
Age?
Would you do a film with Cloris Leachman?
Probably not. You know, although they do have, you know, that though they sell.
Oh,
believe
yeah.
it or not, they
Anything
sell.
Anything you want, you can find.
That's right.
I found a DVD about... putting the heels you have on, the pumps you're wearing, putting those pumps into balloons and busting them, and guys who dug that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. Ripping nylons is a thing right now.
Yeah, it's elder porn. How old does elder porn go, though?
Oh, I mean, it goes.
Like a 90-year-old guy?
Oh, Granny's got your gun.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Holy Christ.
Granny will never get my gun.
Let me tell you, that is a thing.
Really?
Granny's got your pacemaker.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. I would be afraid to do that. I mean, you know, Grandpa can, you know, you're shooting a scene and he passes away.
And you remember you were talking about lactating. I mean, there's yes. lactating videos. Yes. There's,
oh, bah, boom.
There's, I mean, you
I,
name
I really
it.
Meant that I'd seen a movie called Milk Maidens.
Yeah.
And then there's an old elderly version of Milk Maidens where the women lactate like dust.
There's, I mean, you like name it. If you can think of something, I mean, within reason, and right. I mean, and you can even find the ones that aren't within reason, but you know, but there is everything, you know, for everybody.
I saw this on the internet, and this has become like a real popular thing with not with my age, sort of like the younger kids, and you know, like 20s or in 30s. But have you heard about this thing? It's called anonymous sex. Have you heard this thing going around?
Mm-mm.
Where they on, like, on a website, they set people up to anonymously have sex, where a girl meets a guy, like, in a hotel room, and they meet for the very first time, you know, like, totally naked in, like, room 504. They just have sex. Nobody exchanges mm-hmm. names or phone numbers or anything, and that's, like, a big turn-on to somebody.
Really?
Yeah. That's not a bad idea for a movie, huh?
That's a great idea for a movie.
Yeah, good idea for a movie.
In my experience within the professional adult industry, that they require tests, IDs, and all of the paperwork done before you meet. So maybe it's your first time meeting, but at least the PA or the PM would have gone over the paperwork. So it's not...
We'll work out the details later, Daryl. Please. Daryl's getting everyone to sign releases already.
I do what she's saying.
Yeah, but you know what? It could be, like Daryl, it could be like all films. It could be fake, you know?
It's maybe that would be what the key would be. Somebody's
like
downstairs collecting paperwork.
Well, like, for instance, like when people watch Superman, you know, there's nobody that really flies around and saves people like that.
but I come from the aspect of politicians trying to take away our free speech capabilities.
You know, I was at Dodger Stadium Saturday and I threw out the First Amendment. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we have Daryl and Diana with us from Spearmint Rhino Films. Arsenio Hall is with us. Mm-hmm. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1. FM Talk. Look at that.
Let's do it.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, along with Arsenio Hall every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are here.
Hey, could I ask the director a question?
Yeah, from Spearmint Rhino, Diana and Daryl, yes.
Okay, Diana, now, when you watch a movie like Ronin, you have a tendency to remember that chase scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the director is very proud of that long, incredible chase scene. A scene that you've directed... Let's think of a scene you've directed that you thought you really achieved that as a director. You were like, I think back on that, what? That great scene, that where you outdid yourself as a director.
Okay, now, are you talking sex scene or are you talking...
Sex scene.
Okay, sex scene. There was a scene with this girl named Holly Whelan, Mick Blue... And
Hank Aaron.
You know, if I can remember the guy's name, I can't for the life of me remember the other guy's name.
Bob
and
Feller.
It's not doing him justice.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
All right, let's not use that term. All right, okay. That's very good. Hey, now we have Randy Wang here, who is not a porno actor.
Hi.
But we have Daryl here, who is a porno actor. Now, can you direct the two of them in some kind of scene? So we can see how that would sound from the director. All right, this is. Why don't you stand over here, Randy? Don't be ashamed or shy.
Do I take this off?
You can take your headphones off. Yeah. All right, and this is Randy Wang. Let's get a microphone. The green one up there for, or it's not on yet. Okay, we'll use this microphone. The two of you can use this microphone. And let's say, now what would the scene be? You're going to direct Randy and Daryl in here.
Well, obviously the setting is a radio studio.
Okay, and maybe it's after hours, and Randy's working the late shift, and Daryl's the news girl who's come in early to work on the morning show. All right? And how would you direct them, and what kind of like dialogue would you give them?
Well, pretty much it would depend on like what we were talking about earlier. It would depend on what type of movie it was. If it was a wall to wall, meaning all it was in it was
it's not all sex. This is a scene where Randy is the board op. of the night show, and he's really into the news girl who comes in early to do the news for the Corolla show. I'm not saying this Teresa Strasser. I'm just saying.
So you want me to make up dialogue?
I want you to make up what you would tell them before they actually did the scene, and then we'll have them improv the scene.
Oh, well, basically,
it's like
porno
groundlings.
Porno groundlings?
Yeah, you know. Like, you're Kathy Griffin and you're...
Improv. Okay. Yeah. Well, then what I want you to do is you're going to be sitting here at the wherever you are right here, and you're going to be playing around with your stuff, okay? And he's going to walk in through the front. What the heck are you doing behind me?
He's going to walk through. He's got to go. Get his marker. You can watch us all on the webcast, by the way.
Yes, all on the webcast.
At 971freefm.com. It's Randy's first porno.
You're going to slowly walk up behind her.
You got to talk in the mic, though.
Okay.
You're going to slowly walk up behind her, and then you're going to put your arms underneath her, and then you're going to slowly caress her breasts and bring your hands up across her face and slowly caress her face.
Okay, but that not be, on. The, but see, you got to keep the shirt on, or else we get fucked.
Just remember where the cameras are. You know, make sure if her nipples are exposed, only I see them.
Yeah, no, don't make
but
anything
see,
exposed.
Once
there.
We would get to that point. I would never direct them past that point.
All right, okay.
We're
all
just
right. Let's
the
see if
intro.
They can. Let's see if they can improv this scene, and you give it, and you rate them on how good they've done. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You should stand up.
It would kind of be one of those things that I would say. Okay, once you get to her, kind of like touch her body, kind of give her a few kisses on the chin, and then kind of go on.
Okay. All right. Now, can we use your microphone? All right, Randy. We're going to use your microphone, and Daryl.
Why don't you come over here?
We're going to get Randy's first ever porno acting. It's his debut.
Can I put this on my reel?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going
to
enjoy it.
Again,
this.
I usually get paid.
All right, let me go get to my marker.
All right. Yeah, and also Daryl usually gets paid for this, and especially with guys who look like Randy. I think it's overtime. All right. It is take one. Randy and Daryl at the radio station, and.
Action.
Hey, Daryl, good morning. I've been here all night. So you're putting together the news, I see. Anything interesting going on? I saw that
you're
going to put that
here?
Bush audio on. That's going to be great for the Corolla show. How you been? It's been a while.
So why are you here? You. Aren't you here for the night shift usually?
Well, yeah, but I just haven't seen you in a long time, you know? I just haven't,
Because I can play this either way. I can resist his advances if I want.
No, you don't want to resist
it's
this
the male
guy.
Horse. You're
that
in
guy's
it.
A stud.
But I might get fired. I don't know.
It's not going to happen. No
Are you
one's
sure
coming
nobody's
in for
watching?
Hour.
Are you sure?
No one's watching.
But I was told never to allow anybody from crew to touch me.
Don't worry. I'm on a different show. It's not going to matter.
The acting is great.
All right, this
way,
this is where you guys French kiss.
Again.
Yeah, this is where you guys... Come on. Isn't that part of the scene?
I haven't studied his lips for herpes.
I've had sex like 5 times my whole life. You're fine.
Trust me. This guy, you think
I haven't guaranteed he washed his hands.
With that stomach and that body, you think he has AIDS?
And these days when people get herpes, they're like, all right, yeah, I'm going
to
live.
Take a blood test.
Herpes, yes. I love herpes. I'm going to live.
His shirt size is his blood test.
No, he's sweet, but really, I would have to do the inspection and the test.
Diana's a director of porno films. Oh, you guys are very good.
Look at that tattoo,
good.
Tim.
Look at that big tattoo.
I think that means that she has been with Prince and the Revolution.
All right, Diana, get back on the mic here. We got to ask you how Randy did with his first sex scene.
You know, he would do quite well.
He's a natural.
Very aggressive.
Would you put him in one of your movies?
Absolutely. Well, you know what, though? First of all, we'd have to see how he does in a single boy scene. He'd kind of have to perform all by himself. We got to see how he...
Oh, he does that in the booth every night.
Yeah, pretty much all by himself.
Yeah. If you want to catch that, just get here after 11 o'clock in Studio F. All right, thanks for coming in, Randy, man. That guy's a sport.
Woo-hoo! Thank
all
you.
Right, we have some giveaways here. The very first caller that calls 520-9710 is going to get a pass for two to see Choke at any L.A. area AMC theater. Second caller gets a pair of tickets to the Mosley versus Mayorga fight at Home Depot on Saturday. To get tickets for that, call 213-480-3232 or go to Ticketmaster.com. And the third caller is going to get a pair of tickets to see Neil Young at the Forum on October 30th. Look at that. Must not be a Sunday where you guys are all hallelujah. Huh?
Well, it's a late concert, Tim. It's not a breakfast show. We have church at 10 in the Forum. And then, you know, Neil will be fine by 7 p.m.
A lot of guys trying to stay in the Forum till the concert. Huh?
I'm going to sneak up back in the back in the tunnel. Love on the rocks.
Go to Ticketmaster.com October 30th at Neil Young at the Forum. That should be a cool concert.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you for coming, Diana. Very nice to meet you. And
it's
also,
nice
Daryl.
Nice to meet you, too.
Go see the movie or pick up the movie. When does it come out?
September 29th.
It's September 29th. Look
I'm
at
really
that.
I'm really excited. There are actually a lot of really cool special effects.
And also the second annual
Shut up, Ryan. What kind of special effects do you have between your legs?
Excuse me, but there is, you know, we'd be burning up people and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh.
All right, the second annual Spearmint Rhino Charity Golf Tournament is October 13th. Where does that happen? What's that all about?
You know, I really don't know all that much about it.
Let's forget about it. All right, thanks for coming in, Diana and Daryl. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yep.
She's a very kinky girl, the kind you don't take home to mother. She will never let your spirits down once you get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please. Oh, no. That girl is pretty wild, no.
Girls are super freak.
The kind of girl you read about.
Hey, buddy, people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk, joined by the two studs from the John and Jeff Show, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with that
major show, the huge show tonight?
Well, we got a 14-year-old who was bullied in school, so that means what?
Uh-oh.
That means
lawsuit.
That means payback.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
So we have a mini Unabomber that we'll talk about tonight.
Getting ready to go off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I remember back in the old days, your kid was bullied in school, and the parents would just show up, and they'd yell at the kid, and that was it.
Or you fight at 3:30. I see you at 3:30 in the playground, man.
Yeah. Or your dad would give you boxing lessons and say, kick his ass the next day. You go back to school.
You either kick his ass, or I'm going to kick your ass.
Right,
I remember
exactly.
That speech. But never was there a Columbine-type situation.
Was the kid killed, or?
No, the kid was building bombs, and apparently his mom was helping him with his cachet.
Wow.
Getting mom into the mix.